Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 10th of December 2023. The Bible reading today is Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 to 18. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your children hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them all as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. Today's article titled, God Won't Forget You, was written by Karen Huang. As a child, I collected postage stamps. When my Angkong, which is Fukinese for grandfather, heard of my hobby, he started saving stamps from post deliveries to his office every day. When I visited my grandparents, Angkong would give me an envelope filled with a variety of beautiful stamps. Even though I'm always busy, he told me once, I won't forget you. Angkong wasn't given to overt displays of affection, but I felt his love deeply. In an infinitely deeper way, God demonstrated his love toward Israel when he declared, I will not forget you. Suffering in Babylon for idolatry and disobedience in days past, his people lamented, the Lord has forgotten me. But God's love for his people hadn't changed. He promised them forgiveness and restoration. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, God told Israel, as he also tells us today. As I ponder his words of reassurance, it reminds me so deeply of Jesus' nail-scarred hands, stretched out in love for us and for our salvation. Like my grandfather's stamps and his tender words, God holds out his forgiving hand as an eternal token of his love. Let's thank him for his love, an unchanging love. He will never forget us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your constant love and presence. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.